The Margins are shaking things up on Soundcheck this month and have chosen to talk about three songs that influenced them as a band. Members Todd Belisle, Jody Ballou, Jonathan Keeney, Mike Rumsey, and Toad Weirich first look at Sequestered in Memphis by The Hold Steady.
Lyrically, I like that it's essentially a linear storyline, but he doesn't really give you a ton of details. He gives you a lot of the periphery of the story and kind of lets you fill in the gaps. You're not really sure if the person that has been subpoenaed is the one that has acted out, created some mischief.
Somebody's dead in that song, right?
I think so.
Somebody's like, most yeah. likely dead. Something bad's happened.
That's the way I like to imagine it.
Yeah.
It's the mind, somebody's mind responding to what happened. Instead of telling us what happened. Here's what it's not. It's not the Monster Mash.
Right.
No.
The Monster Mash gets real explicit about what happened.
Right.
He doesn't hold your hand. He assumes that you've been in enough bad situations that you have a pretty good idea of what's going on.
Yeah.
It's smart songwriting because, you know, you can have a wider audience because, you know, you're not going to get people that say, oh, I don't like what that song's about because they're making up what it's about. It's a good driving song. You know, it's just kind of... Got a good feel, got finesse in the drums, but still drives, you know, I like it.
I think Tad Kubler is the lead guitar player's name for them at that time.
Yeah, he shreds.
And he's awesome. He plays like rock and roll guitar
that
doesn't sound just totally worn out.
It's sort of like elementally great rock and roll sounds in that.
The Hold Steady, their whole catalog is pretty decidedly unhip, but it's still cool. Like it has its own swagger.
A fine line.
Do you feel like that relates to the Margins that way?
Absolutely. We are so unhip.
Moving on to Joe Jackson's Is She Really Going Out With Him?
Pretty women out walking with gorillas down my street. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take
it? It's such an interesting song. The first line is pretty women. He's not saying able women or clever women. So he's obsessed with looks. The character in the song is
it's very superficial.
Obsessed with looks. And he knows he doesn't look good, but he doesn't see why these pretty women that he wants are going out with gorillas. Why aren't they going out with him? That's not fair.
I think it's just a funny song, though. I don't think he's taking himself too seriously either. Like, he definitely is the problem, but I think it's a hilarious song. The Where is a genius bit of songwriting, though.
Look over there. Where? There's a
to just have, like, the nerve to have people where? Come in and say, look over there. Where? Like, I think that takes a lot of nerve to put that on the radio.
Yeah, it's kind of cornball.
And then there's the bass hook.
There's very little guitar mixed up in the song. The drums aren't really all that present. It's 90% vocals and bass, and it's a really, really nice thing. It's carrying a melody. It's established in most of the rhythm. It's a really, really nice bass line.
The guitar playing is great in that song, though.
It's fabulous, but it's not like
king,
the...
King. That stuff's good. That stuff is good. I like that stabby guitar stuff a lot. I try to do that a lot.
Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
Right.
It's his name on the record. He's pale and he's pissed.
It sounds like both of the songs sounds like a dude talking instead of like somebody saying, watch me sing. Mm-hmm. Listen to my range.
Mm-hmm.
Hear my lovely vibrato and my melisma.
Yeah, structurally, it's a tight little pop song. It's really, there's a lot of hooks. There's a lot of stuff that these guys always put in their tunes.
Is she really going out?
The Margins' last selection is Van Morrison's Cul-de-Sac. It should be noted that this is Weirich's all-time forever favorite musician.
I think our plan was just to let you riff on this for a while.
So, these other two songs were fine, but that's a great song right there. One thing I like, the lyrics are pretty stupid in that song. Like, there's nothing especially lyrically touching about that song or anything, but Van doesn't need to have, like, fancy lyrics to get you in a song. He does it with, like, his voice. And I think that's a big distinction between songs and poetry. Feeling is more important than smart. Van can just sing a nonsense, like, of course, you must have, like, his... Yeah,
he's literally grunting at one point.
like it's a pure expression in a song. He's just trying to get you to feel something because he is feeling something right then. He's trying to do that with a song. I mean, I think his go-to thing is yearning.
I feel like a lot of his songs are wistfulness giving way to some kind of bubbling anger under the surface. I'll say on a musical level, there's that, as a rhythm section person, there's a flattering thing where somebody trusts you to have a song in place and keep things moving and keep things sounding nice while they go crazy.
So I mean, I think that's a perfect song.
What is it, Toad, that's keeping you from, what's holding you back?
Talent.
I mean, maybe because your life is pretty good, you don't have the yearning. But his life's pretty good.
Failure, his life's okay. I mean, he's just talent. He's like a generational talent. I think the ability to express yourself like that with your voice, like it's mostly the same thing that's keeping me from the NBA. Like, I'm not nearly good enough to do that.
Are we rehearsing this?
We are, right?
Where are we going
that
to?
The plan.
What if you can't cut it loose? What if you can't?
Thanks for tuning in to Soundcheck. I'm Jess Belial.